Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Pony Express.
And I'm coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Across America on SiriusXM Channel 206, the radio.com app, streaming at cbssportsradio.com. Hey, if you're listening to us on an FM or AM station, you can go to cbssportsradio.com and find out the name of your affiliate or the affiliates in your area. If you don't see a station near you, you can ask for the show. Or you can just stream us there at cbssportsradio.com. I'm Andrew Filippone. I'm based in Pittsburgh. I work for 93.7 The Fan. I'm their afternoon host here. And I'm with you Sundays across the network, coast to coast, up and down North America. One of the things I like to do with this show is I need sometimes to figure out what matters to you. And so there are a couple of ways I go about finding information that will help me get into conversations that I think the most people, the most sports fans will want to hear about, will want to engage in, will want to participate in. And so I will use social media to do that. I'll look at Twitter. I'll see what kind of conversations are popular on there, what types of angles are getting the most attention. Now, that's just one way, though. I don't think Twitter speaks for all of America. I don't think the way we communicate with each other on that platform is always indicative of the way conversations sound either face-to-face, in person, or on the radio. But that's one tool I use. Another one is ratings. The more people watch, I think, the more people care. So I will look at, if I can get access to them, I'll look to see the games you're watching, the shows you're watching, the interviews you're watching, and that will oftentimes guide me or allow me to navigate myself through this show. It was pretty easy to figure out that if we're on the air the Sunday of the Super Bowl, that we're going to talk about Rams and Patriots. But in the middle of June, what are you guys into? What are the things that have you buzzing? And if you go by the ratings, it's clear that the Stanley Cup playoffs don't do that. We do have listeners and affiliates that are in Canada, where it's huge. But for the most part, unless you're in a city like Buffalo or Minneapolis, Pittsburgh, the Stanley Cup finals are not going to register. I know since I started on this network, the NBA finals has always been a pretty big event. And I've got the ratings to back that up. Sports Media Watch, a website that oftentimes will release the overnight ratings from NBA finals games. If you look at the last, really, since 2008, when the Celtics played the Lakers, every year the finals has delivered a double-digit rating. Every season. Now, you even look at some years and think, well, when Oklahoma City played Miami, one mid-major market, big market, well, Miami's not really a big market, but a decent-sized market and a small market, and because it was LeBron against Kevin Durant, that NBA Finals did a 12.4 rating. This current NBA Finals is doing a 9.8 rating. There was a 55-game run of NBA Finals games registering a double-digit rating, and that stopped in these finals. Now, one thing that is worth pointing out, Toronto doesn't count. So these are American television ratings. So the people who are watching north of the border in places like Toronto, Hamilton, Ontario, Montreal, Quebec, Ottawa, Ontario. Like, these numbers don't count. The fans that are getting into the Raptors and are adopting them in Canada, those numbers don't count towards the American television rating. But what you do have here is you would think with the Warriors, you have a dynastic team that people either want to watch to root for or root against. Like, I don't remember at any point in the late 90s when the Bulls played the Jazz in back-to-back NBA finals. That was not a drag on the finals rating. Salt Lake City, a very small market, it didn't negatively affect. People didn't tune out because it was a small market team matched up against Jordan's Bulls in the last 2 years of that dynasty. It was not a problem. It wasn't a big blow to NBC when the Jazz represented the West in those back-to-back NBA finals. But this is on pace to be the worst watched, the lowest rating for an NBA final since 2007 when the Spurs swept the Cavs in four games. And that was LeBron James' first trip to the NBA finals, but by then there was Spurs fatigue. They were playing in their third finals in 5 years. It was a lopsided, it wasn't a balanced matchup. San Antonio was a huge favorite, and they quickly dispatched of Cleveland. Last year's NBA Finals was a sweep, did an 11.2 rating. This year's a 9.8. What that tells me is that fans still want to watch LeBron James. Even if LeBron is in a David versus Goliath situation, basketball fans will tune in to watch him. But they're not tuning in to watch Golden State, and that's interesting to me. That this has been a fairly competitive finals. The Raptors have been the better team, which is a surprise. America, generally speaking, likes to identify with or root for underdog stories. And when you have a team that is trying to do something historic, I think these Warriors are trying, now that they're in their fifth consecutive finals, the first since the 60s Celtics to do it, trying to win 4 in 5 years, they're on the verge of doing something that we might never see again, and yet it's not clicking for sports fans. It's not something that has turned into appointment viewing. And so I want to know why that is. I've got my own theories and I've got my own feelings on why these NBA finals have failed to create a big audience. Why aren't people watching the NBA finals this year the way they have for, say, the last 10 years? You go back to all the way back to Celtics Lakers in 2008. Every NBA final since has produced a double-digit rating except this one. So what is it about this year that has set up a situation where fans are tuning out more than they're tuning in? What's happened? What's the reason for that? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. I am guessing that as I put that out there, I am either talking to someone who is currently an NBA fan, an avid fan, or someone who used to be an NBA fan, or has seen their interest in the game either wane or pick up. And I want to know why that is. If you count yourself among the people who had been watching the NBA for years, and for whatever reason, you've decided to stop watching this year, you've decided to stop watching these finals, tell me why. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio. Now, this chart from Sports Media Watch starts in 1999, coming out of the lockout, the first post-Jordan year with the Spurs and the Knicks. So I've got every NBA Finals rating from 1999 on. Let's start with 2000 and Let's do the last 15 years. The biggest NBA finals, the most watched NBA finals in the last 15 years was the Lakers and Pistons. So that's the last Kobe and Shaq NBA finals. They famously get upset by the Pistons. They go into that as an overwhelming favorite. Everybody picked them to beat Detroit. The Western Conference was much better than the Eastern Conference that year. The Lakers with Phil Jackson, Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant, Gary Payton, Karl Malone, Rick Fox, this juggernaut team, plays the Pistons, Ben Wallace, Richard Hamilton, Chauncey Billups, Rasheed Wallace and company. L.A., a humongous favorite. They lose in five games. It's a non-competitive series for the most part. And in the last 15 years, that's the most watched finals. More than Celtics-Lakers in 2008-2010. More than any LeBron James finals. More than LeBron versus the Warriors in 16 when they erase a 3-1 series deficit. More than any NBA finals with LeBron in Miami when he was trying to win his first title with the Heat against Kevin Durant in 2012 in OKC. More people watched LA-Detroit in 2004 than that series. And I think this current NBA finals in some way mirrors that most watched one. Because the Lakers were a dynasty the same way the Warriors were one, and they were going against a team that wasn't really given a shot. And I think that interested people, to watch the Lakers crumble and fall apart. There were rumors that Shaq and Kobe Bryant were done with each other, that Phil Jackson had reached his boiling point, he was ready to leave, and that resonated with America. Watching that Lakers team get blown up, watching them get blown out. Here are the Warriors in the same situation now. They're in a bind. They're in a pickle. And yet people aren't watching. And it shows up here. I mean, it was much easier to talk about the NBA Finals 2 or 3 years ago than it is right now. And maybe it's just starting to pick up a little bit because the reality, the realization is setting in that the Warriors might actually lose. And if it's 2-2, everybody thinks, well, the Warriors will be fine. Now that it's 3-1, their backs are against the wall. They don't have their former NBA Finals MVP. Now they're in grave danger of losing. So we'll see what the Game 5 rating looks like. But up until this point, this NBA Finals has been a massive disappointment for ESPN and ABC. They thought, I bet they were probably rooting for Boston or Philadelphia to get here, one of those big markets. But you have a star player in Kawhi Leonard against a team that America has strong opinions on. You either love the Warriors or you hate them. And if it was 3-1 Warriors, I would get why people wouldn't want to watch. Because we all felt like the die had been cast and the Warriors were going to win regardless. And this whole season was a waste of time. Why not just crown the Warriors in October or November and let's just get to the point of it all? So it's a surprise. It's a shock. Those types of things tend to elicit a reaction from the American sports fan, but for whatever reason, this NBA Finals has not done that. It hasn't been a must-watch or appointment viewing to witness and see firsthand the Warriors go up in smoke, get pushed to the brink of elimination. So I want to get your thoughts on this. If you're in the audience, you are, I think it's fair of me to assume that you're a giant sports fan. It's fair of me to assume that at some point you cared about the NBA either in the past or maybe in the present time. You tell me why these NBA finals have been a ratings disaster. And I'm going to start by saying this. I don't think it is only because there's a Canadian team in the finals. Now, if you think that's the case, you try to convince me. But why would we care? Why would it, as a basketball fan, my appreciation or love for the sport, why would it be affected by a team's home city or home country? I don't get that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Why has this NBA Finals been such a ratings disaster? Why aren't fans watching? Have you decided to turn it off? Have you tuned out? a streak of 55 straight NBA Finals games with a double-digit rating ended in this series. It's compelling. It's interesting because we're on the brink of a huge upset, and yet it doesn't seem like many people care. Tell me why. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. My name's Andrew Filippone. You can follow me on Twitter at CBS Sports Radio and at The Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. Coming up later this hour, rest. You know, your parents told you as a kid you need to get your sleep, you need to get 8 hours a night, turn the TV off, turn the video games off, go to bed. You need to rest. Sleep is important. Well, I think we're seeing firsthand in these NBA playoffs, if there's a big winner, it's rest. And we'll talk to people who pay good money to go to games, shell out a lot of money to go to games, and nowadays you go to games and you don't know if the star players are going to play and whether or not that's a problem. Good thing or bad thing. So a lot to do. I'm Andrew Filippone. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Pony Express.
In the last 30 years, there have been four NBA dynasties, and two of them have produced giant television ratings, and now it's looking like two have not. The two that really resonated with America, the 90s Bulls and the early 2000 Lakers. If you look at the amount of fan interest in those two teams, every time the Lakers played in the finals and Jordan's Bulls played in the finals, the ratings went crazy. Now, it's the number two market in America, the number three market in America, which helped. With those teams, ratings went crazy. They went way down with San Antonio when the Spurs would make the NBA Finals, even though if you're a basketball purist, you appreciated the way that they played, their style of basketball. It was never backed up by the ratings. I think at ABC, their bigwigs always like had mild heart attacks when the Spurs would get to the finals over the Lakers. They would hit low points with the Spurs in the finals. Matchups like San Antonio-Detroit, that was a well-played series, but nobody watched, and that was the year after the Pistons had won the championship. Same for Spurs-Cavaliers, which was very one-sided. Spurs-Nets, nobody watched. So the ratings would go down with the Spurs in the finals. And I think I was trying to figure out, with declining ratings the last couple of years for Warriors-Cavaliers, was it just fatigue over that matchup? Were people bored by the Warriors' dominance and how much better they were than Cleveland? It wasn't a fair fight going into those finals. And this year, it's hit a new low. It's the lowest NBA Finals in more than a decade. And it's with Golden State on the wrong side of things. I really believed that one of the most compelling types of sporting events are the ones where you can feel the momentum build of an upset. You can feel a team that went into something as a presumed favorite, as a prohibitive favorite, and the tables get turned on them. And that's what we've seen in these NBA Finals, and yet it still hasn't made a lick of a difference. The ratings are actually going down game to game and not the opposite. So why is that? Is it because Toronto's a Canadian-based team? Is it because they're a boring team? There aren't a lot of household names on that team. Are we just sick of the Warriors? Why are we seeing the NBA Finals ratings plummet? You're the consumer. You are the people who are, in theory, you're the target demo. You're the target audience for these games. Why are more and more of you not watching? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. You tell me. Here's Alex in South Carolina on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Mr. Filippone. I'm from Greenville, South Carolina, and I'm 21. So, you know, as far as the NBA is concerned, as a young person in college, I go to Clemson, I should be their, top priority. You know, I'm the generation that comes through and loves the NBA. But I'll say this. I mean, you know, we haven't gotten sick of the New England Patriots, even though they've been an extended period of time, you know, with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. And I think the reason why is because the regular season still matters in football. Whereas, you know, with the NBA, I couldn't tell you how many regular season games I watch of the NBA because, you know, at the end of the day, we know guys are already mailing it in. We know guys, you know, we knew the Warriors were going to be here. Even though the Patriots keep making the finals or, you know, the Super Bowl, you know, we don't always know that they're going to make it. And so with the Warriors and the Toronto Raptors, I don't think anybody came into this year thinking, oh, Toronto's a lock for the Eastern Conference. So it's hard to get involved with those teams. It's hard to, you know, kind of get your head around, at least for me as Mr. Average Sports Fan, to get my head around a team. And then all of a sudden here at the end, try to get emotionally invested in it. Sure.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. And thank you, Alex, for listening. And if you want to join the conversation, you can at 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Andrew Filippone here, the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio. Those other dynasties that I mentioned, they weren't shoo-ins to make it to the finals. The Lakers would have to get through the Spurs. They'd have to go through the Sacramento Kings, who were another really good team in those years. They had to go through a Portland team that had future Hall of Famers on it one year. If you look at the Bulls of the 90s, they got tested by the Knicks and the Pacers. And so those were grueling series. Those were tough series to win. Even though the Warriors went 7 with Houston last year, I don't think anyone has questioned. I agree with the listener. I don't think anybody for a second felt like they were going to miss the finals. And Toronto is not, I guess, interesting enough. When the finals started, I understand that fans might want to take a wait-and-see approach with the series. Let's see if it's worth my time. Now that Toronto is up 3-1 and is on the verge of pulling off something that very few people expected, I wonder if that shock value was going to get people involved. Interested in seeing if Golden State is really going to lie down here and lose and go quietly, or if they're going to summon up, if they're going to be able to muster like this heart of the champion vibe and make this a series again. I would think that because a championship and a season is on the line, that Game 5 would produce the biggest rating for ABC, that it's a Monday night, fewer things are going on than Game 4, which was on a Friday night, which is not a great night for TV, that they would see a big rating spike in Game 5. If they don't, then I'm just confused by it. I'm not sure why. Now that Toronto has flipped the script and looks like they are kind of out of nowhere going to be the team that slays the dragon, let's see if that gets the casual fan on board. But it's really interesting to me. I get why we don't need to do full shows on why hockey's ratings are what they are or why baseball's attendance is down and why the World Series rating is never where baseball wants it to be. Very rarely do we get a case where it goes crazy like it did with the Cubs getting to the World Series a few years ago. But by and large, World Series ratings aren't what they used to be. The NBA has legit stars and a dynasty in the NBA Finals, and yet fewer and fewer fans are watching. So we're trying to figure out why that's the case at 855-212-4227. If you're a fan, either a former or current basketball fan, and you want to chime in on this, feel free. Also, this hour, load management has become a euphemism for rest. It's become a technical term for take a night off. And it's worked. It's worked in a big, big way. And yet, it's bad for professional sports. And so how does that sit with fans? Highly paid professional athletes who are making millions, who aren't injured, and get nights off. We're going to explore that topic coming up. You can follow me on Twitter at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can follow us on Twitter at CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Pony Express.
Today at 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific, CBS Sports Network hits the pitch for the semifinals of Major League Rugby. Top four teams battle it out in the playoffs and fight for a chance to be the 2019 MLR champion, only on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. You can tell Alexa to play the show. Tell her you want CBS Sports Radio. And then you'll have us booming through your Alexa or Echo, whatever kind of speaker device you have at home. You can go to CBSSportsRadio.com, get a list of affiliates in your area. You can get us on Sirius XM Channel 206. So we're really worldwide with all the different streaming apps you can use to listen to today's show. I want to talk about what is a win for professional athletes, but I believe a loss for its paying customer. And that is this whole load management thing, right? Kawhi Leonard saying this weekend that he doesn't think he'd be playing right now, and he doesn't believe, you know, ostensibly the Raptors would be out of the playoffs if Toronto had not bought into the load management idea. They never played him in back-to-back games. So if they had a game on a Friday night and then they played the next night, he'd get one or both of the games off. His longest streak of consecutive games played this year was just nine. Nine. And so they monitored his usage. They tried to keep him fresh after playing just nine games last year. And Kawhi Leonard believes that it's allowed for him to play at a high level into May and June. And so this is not a brand new concept. The Spurs would do this. Popovich, I think, was really the first guy to bring it into vogue, and the Warriors have even copied it to some extent, although, as I say that, Kevin Durant played 78 games this year. What is a victory for the players is a loss for its fans. I think in a copycat industry, other teams will try and do this. The Raptors are smart. Look at the team they built. Let's adopt a few of their ideas. We've got a franchise player who we want to protect. We want him playing his best basketball in April into the summer. Let's give him more nights off. And so that'll happen, but what will be sacrificed will be the meaning of the regular season. Fewer and fewer games will be played with a full complement of players. An injury and attrition is one thing. Guys who get hurt, you can't really control that. Although, I bet the science says less is more. The less you play, the higher the rate of health, the better the chances are you won't get injured because you won't be fatigued or exhausted. So I think Kawhi Leonard, his people have subscribed to this. The Raptors bought in, and it looks like they're going to be rewarded for it. And so if this takes off, you will continue to see an NBA where the regular season means less and less. Like this year, the Raptors beat the Warriors twice in December. But it was hard to put any stock in those games because Kawhi missed one, Durant missed another. So teams are more and more careful with this stuff. And think about it. If you're ESPN, TNT, and you paid a lot of money for the NBA, the right to air the games, you had times this year where, you know, Toronto would maybe be on national television against Boston, and you wouldn't get Kawhi. You're a fan that paid a lot of money for those tickets to that game because you thought it was going to be kind of a litmus test game between two great teams, and Kawhi didn't play. And I think that's going to continue, and I don't know how the NBA is going to stop it. Because I think that if the NBA tries to crack down on it, the teams will just make up injuries. They'll just come up with phony excuses to not play a guy. And part of me says it's smart, but there's a bigger part of me that says, you know, with the way that NBA salaries are just skyrocketing and with the way salaries are growing here, we're going to have guys this next NBA season who make $40 million. So even if they played all 82 games, they're making $500,000 a game. And they're playing and they're sitting out because there's not a bum ankle or a bad knee. They just need rest. I don't know, pretty good gig. So I think the days of seeing LeBron James play 82 games like in 2018 are probably over. And LeBron, who's a pretty smart guy, astute guy, do not be surprised if the Lakers try this with him next year. He's already shown the first signs of deterioration. He's already sat out, been injured more this year than ever before. I wouldn't be surprised if the Lakers did it by design next year and said, if it's good for Kawhi, it's good for us. Also, we're talking about NBA Finals ratings. They're down big time. Why is that? What's the reason for this NBA Finals, which is a shock and a surprise to many of us? Why are we not getting into it? Why is the casual sports fan not watching it? It's not non-competitive. It's not the Warriors taking the Raptors outside for a beating and bludgeoning. It looks like it's going to be an upset of epic proportions, and yet people are not tuning in. Why? At 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4227. I'm Andrew Filippone. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio. Here's Demetrius in Miami. He's on the air. Hi, Demetrius.
Hey, man, I've been listening to your show. I love what you're talking about. I've been a basketball fan for years.
Yep.
And the times have changed because there's no, you don't, and I blame the NBA for it because how long Toronto been a franchise and this is their first time ever getting this far in the NBA? They've been a franchise for like over 20 years. Now you want people to take interest in it? You should have took interest in Toronto when they first started out, you know?
Then who's they?
The NBA. You should have took interest in Toronto when you first expanded the franchise.
Well, what was the NBA supposed to do about it? I'm confused.
Like, say if I start a team and I want people to pay attention to them. I put players like you had Vince Carter, but they never got this far in the playoff, you know? That's why nobody is not taking interest in it. And the second time.
I don't get that point. Thank you for listening, though, because I don't know, because the deck wasn't stacked for an expansion team to succeed right away. Their fan base was stung by it, or the average fan doesn't care, doesn't know about them. You know, I think there's some Warriors fatigue out there. But I felt like that was going to be offset by them losing. If it was another business-like take care of the opposition easily, economically, the Warriors win in 4 or 5, I understand why that finals would fall flat and would just be a non-interesting, compelling, entertaining product. But watching the Raptors kind of systemically pick apart the Warriors and control the series, I believed was going to get the attention of the average sports fan. Like, this is either going to give me some Schadenfreude where I get to watch the Raptors go up in smoke, in flames, and that would be fun to watch Rome burn, to watch this dynasty that's been so spoiled, this franchise with its fans that's been so spoiled the last few years, do a little bit of suffering. Or watch like them try to make it work without Durant and figure out for ourselves how important Durant is to that franchise. Like, there are some pretty, you would think, some subplots and storylines and angles that would make this one of the better NBA finals of the last 20 years, but it's not showing up in the ratings at all. So why is that? Our last listener says it's because the NBA needs more parity. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I think in the 90s and the early 2000s, when the Bulls and Lakers were the best teams and they were going to the finals almost every year, the league did just fine. Here's John in Tennessee on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, John.
Howdy, sir. Hi. I got to admit, I normally wouldn't talk to – you do a hell of a show.
Thank you.
How does that sound? I think the three points, it killed the game.
How so?
Because I don't want to watch a basketball game where they're only shooting 33% or less. They're playing a game of outs.
Yeah, I think there's something to that, actually. I don't – thank you. This version of the NBA is not the one that I grew up with. Now, maybe we are prone to believe that what we saw when we were younger, when we were growing up, when we were most impressionable, is better than what we're watching now. But I do miss – I will confess, I do miss the days of post-play where you had big – talented centers who controlled the action. And that's long gone. But even as I say this out loud, I think, you know, it didn't really hurt the NBA ratings when LeBron James was there. You know, the NBA I'm either imagining or dreaming about, that's close to 20 years old. So I think one thing that is really obvious to me with this ratings report is that the last 3 or 4 years, when the Warriors and Cavs were in the NBA Finals, most of us were watching to see LeBron James and not the Warriors. If the Warriors were the team that we gravitated towards or cared about, the ratings would be consistent, but they're not. And people say, well, it's because it's a Canadian team. If it's the Lakers and the Raptors, if it's LeBron who gets to the NBA Finals against the Canadian team, I bet the ratings would be outstanding. Then I've got history to back that up. All right, coming up next hour, I think Kevin Durant and what we've seen or what we haven't seen from him in the NBA Finals has created kind of a fact and fiction situation, where there have been some myths and some beliefs out there about Durant that have now been proven to be myth. But then again, some of the things and rumors we've heard have proven to be true. So we will do our best to sort through all of that next. Please stay tuned. My name is Andrew Filippone. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.